Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. PM. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TM, fry some jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so sloppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big and Gale, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up, what up, what up, what up, world? It's your boy, Frank XL, and this is the Ryan Dirty Show. We bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life, man, all right? All right, so look, I always like to start the show by saying one time for WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta, our FM radio home for the past 15-plus years. Please check us out every Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Also, one time for the good people over at live365.com. We partnered up with Live365.com last year in 2020 and launched our very own internet radio station. The name of our station is Ride 95. All right, now, the best way to access us is easy. Visit Live365.com. Once you visit Live365.com, you can, I repeat, you can go into the search engine, type in Ride 95, that's R-I-D-E, the number 9, the number 5, click on the station logo, and you'll have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, if you want to access us via your mobile device, it's also just as easy. All you got to do is download the Live365 app. Once you download the Live365 app, then you can go into the search engine, type in Ride 95, click on the station logo, music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We are the home of what's next in hip-hop and R&B. Okay? All right, man. Y'all definitely rock with us. Rock with us. All right, man. So, look, we're going to keep the short today. We're going to get straight to our guest, man. You know the Ryan Dirty Show. This is the platform for the voices of those people who are changing the culture, whether it's through arts, entertainment, music, philanthropism, entrepreneurship, spirituality. If you're changing the world, then we're the platform for you to tell your story. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today is no different to any other day on the Ryan Dirty Show. So welcome to the platform, singer Tyson Fields. How you doing today, good sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm maintaining. The first thing I always like to tell everyone who watches the show, who comes on the show, I'm very, very humbled by you taking this time out to speak with us and just letting us into a moment in time in your life.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right. So, look, let's get into it. Question, and very, very important question is, where is Tyson Fields from, and when did you discover you had a talent to be in this music business?
Well, I was born in Gulfport, Mississippi, but I've lived in Biloxi, Mississippi my whole life. And I started singing when I was 7. I always loved music. And then when my parents realized I had a passion for it, they put me in vocal coaching. And I've been doing it ever since.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Now, who are some of your influences when it comes to making music?
I have many influences from every genre, from rap, country. Right now, I just like Bryson Tiller and Brent Faiyaz, Michael Jackson.
Okay, no doubt, no doubt, man. That is a very, very, very prestigious, prestigious group of people to look up to.
Yes.
Tell me a little about your upbringing, and what was it like growing up in Mississippi for you?
Well, when I was very young, I lived in a trailer, and then we moved to an apartment. My mom was gone, and at her job, my dad was in like, Texas somewhere completely different, trying to hustle so we can move out of this trailer. And then we lived in an apartment, and then my dad finally got a better job down here, and we moved into a house. And in Mississippi, going to school, as a mixed kid, you don't know where to fit in because this side tells you to go that way and this side tells you to go that way.
Okay. All right, now, you said being a mixed kid. Now, a lot of times when they say mixed kids have the best of both worlds. Is that a true statement for you?
Well, now I kind of see it as I have the best of both worlds, but when I was younger, it was completely different because all the black kids, they were like, you're too white for us. And all the white kids were like, no, I don't want you hanging around me.
Okay, now, growing up with that type of back and forth, what did it do for your self-esteem and how did it shape your personality?
I guess it kind of hurt my self-esteem a little bit to know that I wasn't accepted by a certain group of people. So I just had to find my own little niche and find my own group.
Okay. All right. When did you realize that you had an ability to sing?
I always knew I could sing. I was singing since as long as I can remember. The one event that let me know that this is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life was my grandmother, she worked at a casino, and then there was a big crowd. They were doing like a job, something for the job to celebrate something. And they were having karaoke, and then they didn't have any songs that I wanted that I knew. So I was like, I'll just do a cappella. And I sang a Michael Jackson song. I can't remember which one. And I was like 6 years old in front of about 200 people singing a cappella. And then I knew that's what I wanted to do.
All right. That's crazy, man. How does that make you feel, man, being 6 years old and being able to entertain a massive group of adults, man? Tell me a little bit about how that made you feel.
It made me feel great. I knew it was what I wanted to do, seeing the smiles on the people's faces after I finished and hearing the crowd just clap.
Okay. All right. Now, at what point did you start taking singing serious and start going to the studio?
Well, I've been singing for like 10 years. I started vocal lessons when I was 7. And then I started producing and doing my own music when I was around 13. And I just got this little setup in my room with my MacBook and a cheap mic at first. And I was just making something from nothing. And I slowly gotten better at it.
Okay. Now, I have a question because the world of R&B or pop is filled with some amazing singers. What's going to make Tyson Fields separate from the pack? What's going to make people fall in love with you and your music?
Well, my music is good, but I'm a performer, and I like to entertain. I'm an entertainer. I've been dancing since I was 11, and I just like to dance and sing and entertain people on stage.
Okay. Now, what about the messages in your music? Like, do you write your own songs, and what can people expect?
Well, I am I do a lot of R&B songs, which is mainly about love, and I haven't experienced much. I have experienced some, but the good thing about nowadays is you can watch movies and experience other people's experiences.
Okay. All right, now, when you say you sing, you dance, you produce, what aspect of the entertainment field do you enjoy the most? The singing, the dancing, going in the studio, hitting the stage, what's your favorite part?
Well, right now it's definitely being in the studio because it's all I've been doing for the past year because COVID shut everything down, so I couldn't really perform much. But I'm ready to get out there and perform again.
Okay. All right. When we see Tyson Fields on stage, what can we expect?
You can expect a show. A lot of good music, good voice, and good moves.
Okay, definitely. All right, now, if you could share the stage with any entertainer, like what entertainer would you like to share the stage with?
Any entertainer alive
yep.
or in the past?
Regardless. So,
Michael Jackson, he was the greatest. So.
Okay. All right. Now, when I was reading up on you, I see you play the keyboard, you play the guitar, you play the ukulele. How did you learn how to play these instruments? Were you self-taught, or did you have someone actually teaching you?
Well, at first, I learned to play the keyboard, and I took a few classes on that, and I just learned the basics of how to play, like, the piano and the keyboard. And then I stopped taking those classes, and I just continued on teaching myself and learning more. And then I picked up a ukulele and taught myself how to play the ukulele. Because once you know the basics of music theory, it's kind of easier to figure out other instruments. And then I moved on to guitar and taught myself that.
Okay. Which instrument is your favorite?
Definitely the piano, keyboard.
Okay. Now, when you make your music, do you play any of the instruments yourself, or right now is everything just strictly beats from a beat machine?
Oh, I do a bit of both. I play it myself and use what I have on my computer.
Okay. All right. Now, at age 12, you actually won, or you was recognized as a, let me see what I got here. At age 12, you was definitely recognized for your vocals in a Disney competition. Tell me a little bit about that experience.
Yeah, it started, I was just went to this audition thing, and it was like acting. So I was like, I don't really act, but I needed to get myself out there. So we did it, and then he was like, here's your call back. We went to Disney, and there was a vocal competition. I sang, a bunch of other people sang, and then I won top vocalist. And they told me that there was a tie between me and this other girl, but I had a better performance because I was dancing and moving. And I won top vocalist, and it was crazy because there was like 500 people there, and I was just stunned when they said I won. My jaw dropped.
All right, now, did that lead to any opportunities for you?
Well, it could have. I got a bunch of agents, but they were all in L.A., and I live in Mississippi, and can't really afford that kind of stuff.
Okay, definitely, no doubt. All right, now, 2021. We've been in a pandemic. We've been dealing with coronavirus for over a year. Like, how have you maintained to stay busy and heighten your skills?
Well, I've been homeschooled for 2 years before coronavirus hit. So I've basically just been doing the same things I always do. I get up on my computer, do schoolwork, and then I just go straight writing and producing and working on my instruments. And then I have dance every day, which is keeping me busy.
Okay. All right. Now, what's in the future for Tyson Fields? I know you got this brand new single, I'm Falling, but what's in the future for you?
Well, there's hopefully a video coming out for I'm Falling and a new song coming soon.
All right. Now, tell me a little bit about Falling. What's the concept? Who produced it? Who wrote it?
Well, I wrote it and produced it myself. And songs like about falling in love and not being scared to fall.
Okay. All right. Now let's talk a little bit about social media. How has social media influenced the way you market your music when it comes to reaching fans who are not in your immediate area? You there?
Yeah. Social media, I really don't like social media, but it's something you have to do if you want to be an artist or any type of influencer or entertainer. These days, I try to be active on it, but I'm not enough.
Okay. All right. So, look, let's talk about the record, I'm Falling. When you put that record together, like, what was going through your mind conceptually?
Well, from a production standpoint, I was just trying to make the song really big, I guess, because it just starts out with this reverse guitar loop playing over and over again, and then the drums come in like really heavy. And then I wanted it to be like a story, so, and the verse is just really quiet. And then once it hits the chorus, you feel it's like I'm falling. And
all right, well, do me a favor. First thing I want you to do is let the people know how to find you when it comes to social media, and then introduce the song to the world.
You can find me on all social media platforms at Tyson Fields Official, and my website is TysonFieldsOfficial.com, and it's my song I'm Falling.
All right, my guy, I appreciate you for giving us your time.
Thank you.
Yeah.